All right. It is such a pleasure to be here today in the company of all of these heroic and wonderful people. So we are going to continue this conversation that Larry Pinkney began with his guest, Ron, and I'm sorry, your last name, I switched the page and I won't find it in time.
It's Kukol. Don't worry about it. It's been butchered for a lot of years.
All right.
You wouldn't be the case.
Well, now, I want to also let you know how much I appreciated, Larry, your terrific intro and your support of United We Strike and the four-day strike that we are encouraging people to participate in over the 4th of July weekend coming up. At United We Strike, we fully understand we are not free. What we have in this country is freedom. There is a fee attached to damn near everything you do. And if we are going to stand together, then we need to see through the farce of celebrating freedom when it is not ours. And how much more important would it be to drop the profit over that weekend, since that's all that those in power are looking for, and we outnumber them. So what I want to do in this part is also, as the founder of United We Strike, really the co-founder, because it would not be here without everyone's support over all these years, is introduce you to Charles Irwin. I think, Larry, you know him. Ron, I'm not sure you do, but Charles Irwin of AmericanFreedomBooks.com is our legal expert who's working on his second book, and he is so thoroughly researched into lawful versus legal. It's just a real pleasure to have him on our side. Charles, welcome to the marathon.
Thanks a lot, Karen. It's always good to be here.
Hi, Charles.
Hey, Larry. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you.
All right, and we also have a new person that I want to introduce us all to, and that's Jules Stanley, who is on UCY.TV, and she is currently simulcasting now the United We Strike marathons. She's picked those up, and this is also the last one that I'm going to be participating in for a while. I'm just going to step back here, but it's very gratifying to me to see that this will continue. So, Larry, I wanted to make sure that you met her because she's also looking into programming, and I figure that the more of us on the same page, the better. So meet Jules Stanley.
Hi. Hello, everyone.
How are you?
Great. Nice to meet everybody.
Nice meeting you, and look forward to working with you.
Oh, very much so. I think that there will be a very bright future just in what we're doing, and I'm very excited just about how your group, as well as my group that I have over at my network, I mean, we just have such similar ideas that it's really refreshing to see people that are in this just for their heart and because they know the importance of everything that's happening and how important it is that we all stand up and do, you know, what's right and try to wake up our friends and neighbors and family members.
Absolutely.
Now, one thing that I did want to do is I want to get back to Ron's story here, because not enough of us know that the USS Liberty was attacked, and it was attacked by Israel. I think it's about time we just laid that out on the table, because our tax money is going there, and we're supporting these people who have absolutely no loyalty to us. They are extremists, and it's time that we took stock of what is going on and the lies that are happening. And just quickly, though, before we get back to your story, if you, Jules, if you could give us just a brief introduction of yourself, and then Charles, my buddy Charles, right after that, and then let's kick it back over so we can pick it up and really talk more about this incident that it is that happened today that long ago.
Okay, I'm Jules. I run UCY.TV. I'm also a host on that network. I have, when we spoke earlier, one of the other hosts had said how they had never imagined that they would be doing radio, and that most certainly rings true for me as well. I was a network engineer for many years and did high-end e-business development, websites, application design, that type of thing. So I never thought that I would be doing radio, but I have dedicated myself full-time for the last 2 years You know, when I finally woke up and saw what was happening, and I'm still here, and things are growing, and it's just really wonderful to see people pulling together.
Wow.
All right. And Charles, just a little bio on you before we get back to the Liberty.
Well, Charles Irwin, author of, wrote a book to try and wake everybody up in America called American Freedom. It's at AmericanFreedomBooks.com. You can download the first two chapters free. I'm working on another book. It's titled How to Restore America's Republic Without Politicians, which the without politicians is very important. And we can get this done among ourselves, and I actually don't have to even educate any more people. We have enough people in the freedom movement to get it done. And so that book will be coming out soon, and hopefully people will take notice of it, and we can use the information in there to really make some headway.
Well, to that end, then, let's continue to give people some motivation to actually look into their history and kick it back to you, Ron, to pick up where you think it's most important because you were there.
Thank you. I've been sitting here thinking about where am I going to go from here, because I tried to condense this for a half hour, and I think I got the job done. So some of the aftermath that's happened that you might, some might, take some interest in this. I will tell you right here and now that I am a Christian person. I have been for a lot of years. And I have actually been shown the door very politely in two different churches because I told this story to some of the congregation. Actually, I sat down in a restaurant with one of the pastors, told him this story, and he almost the same as called me a liar that this couldn't have happened. So, getting this word out to people, and me and Phil Turney and others too, James Ennis, James Scott, a lot of people that have written books, it's been cutting edge. And when I say cutting edge, and when I told them a while ago, when I get down to talking about the time of the attack, the time the torpedo hit, I'm sure you can see that, you can tell that my voice starts to race a little bit, and you can tell I get a little bit nervous. But the aftermath of this is what is the worst thing. I think I'm not so sure that I wouldn't go through two more of those the attacks rather than go through the aftermath, because I lost part of my family because of it, because I wouldn't shut up, because I couldn't keep my mouth shut. And I'm sure that a lot of them, you know, a couple of my kids, had heard it so much they never wanted to hear it again. That's the price you pay. That's the cost of it all. And the aftermath has been worse than anything. Standing tall, doing the best you can, doing what you were trained to do. And I might say that the training that we received by the United States Navy back then was bar none. The ultimate, the top. Everything we knew, we knew exactly what to do. We knew when to do it. And the Liberty stayed afloat because of it. And stayed afloat also because of USS Davis, who came alongside and sent those men down below to keep those bulkheads from bursting, which they were going to do. Never a doubt that they were going to. It's just a matter of when. The aftermath has not been good for me. I'm 73 years old. I'll be 74 in October. And I kind of have to laugh a little bit. My dad used to tell me a long time ago that if you have something like this happen in your life, if it doesn't kill you, it'll make you stronger. I think that's happened to me in this case. I don't feel real that strong when I talk about it, but there's just been so much happen after. And the work that has been done to keep this covered up, and the people that have run this country and have turned their backs on us, I can't hang them. I've not brought up to hate anybody. But I certainly, I think I would go so far as to say, we've had Adlai Stevenson. I don't know if you guys remember former Senator Adlai Stevenson. He was, he was the head of the head of the Senate Intelligence Subcommittee. It was his job to get a congressional investigation started on this. He's been on our show twice on Republic Broadcasting Network. On our voice, your voice counts. He said specifically he could get no interest, and he's been on there twice, and he said the same thing two times in a row.
So do you think this is really the Israeli problem? Because we're so vested. We have, 33 dual citizens between Israel and the United States in our government, which should only be American citizens?
Isn't that amazing?
That is
amazing. Say that again? Would you say that again? Please say that again. Say it again, Karen.
We have 33 dual citizens, at least that's according to Clint Richardson's work, sitting in the United States government, and they are dual citizens of Israel. And if you also look at that, they are involved in the monetary system, in the banking system. It's time to face the music. And the ignorance out there and the propaganda regarding Israel is huge. Absolutely huge, and it's time that we looked at what's really happening, brought in the Temple on the Mount, and we understand that these religious wars, these extremist wars, are all about power and control, and to lie about the fact that a country who we've sent, I don't know how many millions and billions of dollars annually, could get away with attacking our men and have our government cover it up is another example of the treasonous government, the United States government, who is at the current time the number one drug and gun running company in the world. What is wrong with this picture?
Show you right. Show you right, as we would say in the Black Panther Party, of the original Black Panther Party. Show you right, sister. You are absolutely correct. And it is time for us to understand today that this has got to stop. The cover up of the horrific events as they relate to the USS Liberty and other events. The USS Liberty is one event, but it is an event that is a watershed moment, I call it, in history. And we cannot forget those who served, who gave their lives, but who were used as cannon fodder. And now, today, in 2013, we're all being used as cannon fodder. I'm sorry, but I just had to say that.
Don't be sorry. As a matter of fact, when we are talking atrocities, Charles, how about if we kick it to you for a few minutes? Why don't you tell some of the listeners about all the documented evidence you have of United States atrocities committed by government against the people?
Well, I mean, the biggest atrocity that they've created against the people is the legal system in itself. In America, we're supposed to have a lawful system. In most countries, you're supposed to have a lawful system of government, but we have legal system, and the legal system is really copyrighted law all around the world. It's the bar, the British Accredited Registry, is the British Crown, and they control the legal system. They control the banking. They control the military. They control our military. International bankers control our military. I mean, the United States Corporation is the biggest terrorist organization in the world. And, you know, we try to educate as many people as we can, but, you know, everybody has to be careful with when they say they want legal rights and civil liberties, because those are for corporations. And, you know, according to the government, you know, we're all corporations under the legal system, and they own us. And that's the largest atrocity that I can think of. And this is just a trick. It's all fraud and deception, but it's going to work until we wake up.
Well, you know, from your book, Charles, you have you got a chapter that lists a lot of those atrocities, and I can get to that in a second. One of them was giving the black man syphilis, the vaccine, the current vaccines that are being used against us. You know, they're experimenting on us with the genetic manipulation of our food supply. They're poisoning us on every level, these politicians. Yet, in Black's Law Dictionary, and Larry, I think you're going to be interested in this, Charles has documented that a political party, the definition of a political party is a number of persons united in opinion and organized in the manner usual to the then existing political parties, an unincorporated stated, voluntary association of persons sponsoring certain ideas of government or maintaining certain political principles or beliefs in public policies of government, not, I repeat, not a governmental agency or instrumentality.
Oof, that's deep. It's funny that you say that. I don't mean it's hilarious, because it's not hilarious at all. Actually, as soon as you said Black's Law Dictionary, Karen, I picked it up. I have the Black's Law Dictionary right in front of me, and I'm reading precisely what you just read. And this is absolutely imperative that we, the people, that's everyday black, white, brown, red, and yellow people, we, the people in this country, understand that we are in deep peril. We are in deep, deep, let me put it this way, manure, okay? So I want to thank you. I'm trying to be nice, you know. But we have to understand that the situation is incredibly serious. And I hearken back to the USS Liberty, which I'm really not hearkening back to, because it's continuing today, as this cover-up continues today on so many levels. Corporately, as Charles was speaking, you know, in essence, what we are, all of us, I don't care what our color is, all of us, we are corporate slaves. And it does not, I repeat, does not have to be that way. We need to wake up and understand that we have to take charge of our own lives together.
That's it. Our lives are more important than their lives. Go ahead, Charles, your great, great book here that talks about what you're going to bring up next.
Well, there's several types of terrorism. There's overt and covert terrorism, and you know, in my book, I documented, there's a chart that goes back decades detailing that the United States government and scientists within the government created the AIDS virus. There's, when we go back to, we talk about the world being a corporation, go back to the Geneva Convention. The Geneva Convention in 1928 was when most of the largest nations of the world met under the New World Order banner, and they incorporated every nation. That's what really happened during the Geneva Conventions. And after the Geneva Conventions were incorporated, the whole world was incorporated, most of the major countries, under the New World Order, and pretty much there was a systematic loss of freedom throughout the world after those Geneva Conventions. So the terrorism and overt and covert terrorism has been going on in this country for a long time.
Mm-hmm. You know, you have listed here, too, if you want to start linking the United States government, you can just tie them right into the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, Pearl Harbor, assassination of President John F. Kennedy, of Pastor Martin Luther King, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, the attempted assassination of President Ronald Reagan, the Oklahoma City bombing, September 11th, Malcolm X. We can go on and on and on. And Ron, when you talked about being kicked out of a Catholic or kicked out of a Christian church, that's too bad as well. But it shows just how deeply, again, a lot of people are tied into Jerusalem, the Temple on the Mount, which has been fought over with Muslims and Christians for hundreds of years. And until we can also realize we've all got our divine connection, we've got a divine umbilical cord. You know, we don't need to fight each other and murder each other, because when you really step back, what kind of God would have us destroy each other and our planet for his pleasure?
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more. Mm-hmm. I want to, if I could, please, I see my phone battery is starting to go down. And I'd like to tell you that, yes, I do agree with you on that. Why are we fighting, even amongst the Christian people in this world, and with other entities? So I would like to just turn this back over to you people here. And I've went through this attack again after 46 years, and it's time for me to get off here.
Well, Ron, I want to say, thank you. I'm sorry, Karen. I just want to thank Ron. I know it's hard, my brother. I know it's hard because you are reliving. You are reliving what you, the hell you went through, you and your shipmates. But, brother, let me say this, and let me be very crystal clear about this. You and your shipmates are not alone.
No. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. One last thing before, I know my phone battery is going to die here. It's a funny thing, when you talk about this attack or when I talk about it, I used to put a blood pressure cuff on my arm, and I literally watched my own blood pressure go sky high. It hit 180 over something one night. So, you know, that's why I'm trying to get off now.
Well, you're a hero. Thank you very much. I hope you participate in the strike over the 4th. Jules, we haven't heard from you yet. What do you have to say about all this?
About the USS Liberty or
well,
in
about,
general?
Just in general. Any comments here on our conversation?
I mean, from everything, you know, I mean, back a few years ago, I really had just believed that there was a conspiracy going on in this country, probably just involving the FBI. And as soon as I went to work daily for my 8-to-5 job, I forgot all about it. You know what I mean? And I just have to say that over the last 2 years of everything that I've learned and all the research that I've done, I mean, it's really unbelievable how normalcy bias keeps our loved ones from seeing what really is going on. And I know it gets very frustrating at times. You know, I mean, we all put a lot of time and effort and hours into what we do, and it feels sometimes like there isn't any type of reward for our time and effort that's been put into it. But I have to say, over the last 2 years, and I'm sure you've seen this yourself, really things have been growing by leaps and bounds, and now recently seeing the numbers for mainstream news, CNN, MSNBC, their numbers are all way down. And we are gaining, I think, some credibility, honestly. And I think if we all pull together and make sure that, you know, we're being as thorough as possible for things that we report and stories that we're researching and you know, actually become the voice of truth, I think we might be able to win this. I mean, this is really the first time since I've started this that I have felt like the tides are really turning in our favor.
That is terrific. And we do have, though, the power of the purse. And now, between now and July 4th, the weekend of July 4th, if we all take it upon ourselves to really promote education, to promote peaceful resistance in terms of dropping their money, you know, things that you can do around your home, if you want to be free, start in your heart, in your head, in your home. And also, I want to say, Jules, thank you very much, because the United We Strike Marathons will continue. And I cannot even express the gratitude I feel, and also for Matt and for each and every one of the people involved here today and throughout the years who have come together for this greater cause, that now finally we have a chance at hitting the flashpoint where that God particle within all of us can wake up at the same time and say, wait just a minute here.
And
Jesus,
folks,
all of a sudden...
Folks, it's time I butt in here and tell you, you've only got about 2 minutes here to do a little bit of blatant self-promotion. We've got a slightly larger than usual group here, so I would like to make sure each of you gets a brief period to, you know, get your websites out there, do a little bit of blatant self-promotion so folks can find you if they'd like to see more of what you got to offer.
Okay, I'm just going to talk for another second and say that for all the people who are Christian or religious, I'm extremely spiritual, but if all of a sudden, if Jesus woke up within you, would he ignore the corruption? Would he go to church on Sundays and then kiss his children goodbye to go kill other people in other parts of the world? Would he ignore the corruption? Remember, the money changers' tables are what he turned over. First, real quickly, Larry, then Lucy, and Charles, you can tie it up before we hand it off to Gary, and thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart.
Karen, thank you very, very much. My sister, right on. As we would say back in the day, all power to the people. You have shown and demonstrated repeatedly that you are for real. You are also a people's hero, and don't forget that. Remember that. You can find my writings at blackcommentator.com. That's blackcommentator.com and intrepidreport.com and Black Activists, that is Black Activists Writers Guild, blackactivistswg.org. Okay? Thank you so much. I am deeply humbled and appreciative that you brought Ron and myself on, and I'm speaking on behalf of Bill Racino. Thank you so much. We love you.
Thank you. Jules. Jules.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was muted, of course, talking.
I knew that, Stephanie.
Well, I'm hoping here in the near future that I will be able to sit down and talk to some of your hosts that would like to continue the United We Strike Marathon. I know you had mentioned also that a few of them might be interested in doing some of their own shows. So I most certainly have some slots, and I am very, very excited that we might be pulling some of our groups together and getting even bigger and making more of a difference. So check out our programming. It's UCY.TV. We program 24/7. We always have something interesting and thought-provoking running. And hopefully we'll all meet more in the future. So thank you very, very much, Karen. It's been wonderful meeting you.
Thank you. Charles.
Well, I'd like listeners to go to my website and download the free information at AmericanFreedomBooks.com to educate yourselves. Look for my new book, How to Restore America's Republic Without Politicians. There'll be two free chapters of the book there as well. And educate yourselves as much as you can. This whole IRS issue about the IRS attacking patriots is silly. The IRS shouldn't even be in our country. The IRS has no jurisdiction in the United States of America, so we need to stick to what the real issues are and not let mainstream media tell us what the issues are. Thank you.
I'll tell you what, you folks used every second you had. I've got to take us out with a little station ID, and folks, please do stand by. We'll be back with Michael Rivero right after this short break.
You're listening to UnitedWeStrike.com Radio. Don't buy, don't comply. That's why. UnitedWeStrike.com Radio.